Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. That's 16a. We're right in the middle of the page. Hard to figure out exactly where we are. We're right across from the Rashi that says Kabo Rabbanan Lameal. Right in the middle of the page. Third word in. What we've been discussing is excommunication. Usually the word used for an excommunication is nidui. And a person who is excommunicated is a menuda, a person who has been accused by the court. And there are certain limitations to what a person who's been excommunicated can do. He's supposed to cut off business and personal contacts with other people and other things like that. Now, so we're discussing various elements of excommunication and the process of excommunication. So at the end of our previous recording, we're talking about 30-day periods of excommunication. Usually nidui is a 30-day process, and now we have a story related to that. Hahu tapcha, there was a certain butcher, de itpaker berav tuvi bar matana, who publicly shamed or yelled at, got into an argument with and disrespected Rav Tuvi Bar Matna. One of the ways that you, one of the reasons you can be put into excommunication is for denigrating a Torah scholar. At the end of our previous recording, we talked about the two possibilities. Either it's mamona, you are in a monetary dispute with someone and the court summons you to come to the court and you refuse the summons, then you can be put in excommunication. And the other reason you can be excommunicated is if you publicly embarrass or denigrate a Torah scholar or say something heretical. Okay, so Imnu Ale Abaye v'Rava. So they appointed Abaye and Rava as judges to judge this case where the butcher had disrespected Rav Tuvi Bar Matna. V'shamtuhu, and they decided that they should put him into excommunication. Here the Gemara uses the word shamta, which is another word for excommunication. Lesof, in the end, Azal Paisei Labaldine. He went, the butcher went. Paisei, he appeased his litigant, Baldine, his opponent. In other words, he went to Rav Tuvi Bar Matna and he apologized for insulting him, and they made peace between the two of them. Now, once he's now made peace between the two of them, the question is, can he be released from his excommunication? Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, Hechi Lavid, how shall we handle this? Lishrei Lei, if we release him, we permit him to go back to his usual business. Lo Chal Shamta Ale Tlatin Yomin. He has not yet been under the Shamta. He hasn't been under the ban for 30 days. So usually the Nidui is supposed to be 30 days. He went and appeased him, let's say, after 15 days had passed. Really, he should have to sit for another 15 days under the ban. But in the meantime, he's appeased the guy, so maybe we should release him. Lo Lishrei Lei, if we don't release him, Kabo Rabbanan Lameal. Now, there's a lot of dispute as to what this means exactly. We'll start with the first possibility. Kabo Rabbanan, the rabbis need Lameal, to go up. So one possibility, what Rashi says is, they needed meat. He was the town butcher. And if he had to stay under a ban and nobody could buy meat from him for 30 days, where would they get any meat from? And this may not just be the rabbis, this might be the whole community, that if the butcher is under a ban, who are they going to get their meat from? So that's one possibility. There is another alternative girsa in the Hagos HaGra, which says lemezal, rather than lemeal, it says lemezal, that the rabbis had to go. In other words, they had a beitin convened at that time, but if they waited until the end of the 30-day period, the rabbis had to travel back to their hometown, so they were going to disassemble the Beit Din, and it would be difficult then to gather them at the end of 30 days to release him, so they should do it now. A similar girsa is found in the Rif, where the Rif says lafture. The rabbis needed to be, to lafture means to take their leave. It's not 100% clear what this means, but the point of it is that it seems like it was in their interest in some degree to release his vow now. Amar Leila Rav Idi Bar Avin, so they said to Rav Idi Bar Avin, Mide Shmia Lecha Baha, do you have any teachings? Have you heard anything? Baha, in this kind of a case. Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. He said, in this case, Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi said in the name of Shmuel, Tut Asar V'Tut Sharei. So probably the word toot means the toot of a shofar. It actually is like the English word toot, like T-O-O-T. that when they put him under the ban, they blew the shofar to show that he was excommunicated. And now they can just blow the shofar, and that will be a sign that he is no longer excommunicated. In other words, he seems to indicate that you can end the excommunication early, and then you blow the shofar, and that shows that the excommunication is done earlier. Rashi in the Kitvei Yad, the manuscript, seems to indicate that Tut is meant to be a gematria, that tet vav tet equals 24, and there are 24 things that are forbidden to a menuda. So he says you can forbid the 24 things and then permit the 24 things. But in either case, it means that he's arguing that they can release him from the ban before 30 days have passed. Amarle, they said back to him, hanemile lemamona. That may be true related to monetary cases. So in a monetary case where you refuse the summons from the court, so they put you under a ban, and then you go and pay the money back or appease your baldin, so then they release you. Avala afkiruta, but when you have a case where you have demeaned a Torah scholar, adachayla shamta ala tlatin yomin, until the shamta has been on you for 30 days, you cannot. So the conclusion of the Gemara there seems to be that you have to wait 30 days in these kinds of cases, in these kinds of bans, that you have to wait 30 days. Alma kasavar Abaye, therefore Abaye seems to hold reasons. Hane beit lata, these three, that is this court of three judges, Dishamitu, who put him under the ban, and it's interesting, we only know who two of the judges are. We know it's Abaye and Rava. Maybe Rav Ta Idi Bar Avin was the third judge. I don't know. Lo atu tlata achrine. You may not have another three judges, a different court, visharule, to come release him. In other words, Abaye holds that the court that puts him under the ban is the one that has to release him. And that may be another interpretation of tut asar v'tut share. The same group that put him under the ban is the group that has to release him from the ban. Di'ibayeluhu, that you need it from them, hane betlata deshamitu, that you need these three judges that put him under the ban in the first place. And this might be also an explanation of what the problem was, that these rabbis had to travel or go back to their hometowns, and they wouldn't be there if they needed those particular rabbis in order to release him from his shamta. Okay, mahu lemete tlata achrine visharule. Is it possible to bring three other judges and to permit him? That's the question that Gemara wants to deal with now. Tashma. So come and learn. So the whole first part of this teaching is not necessary for our Gemara. So we'll go through it quickly, but I'm just pointing out that this beginning part is not relevant to the question. Menuda l'Rav, menuda l'Talmid. If a person is excommunicated for insulting a rabbi, then he is also has to be excommunicated by the students. Menuda l'Talmid, ena menuda l'Rav. But if he is excommunicated for insulting the student, the rabbi doesn't have to, it does not apply to the rabbi. Menuda l'Iro, menuda l'Acheret, if he's excommunicated in his own city, it applies to other cities. Menuda l'Iro Acheret, ena menuda l'Iro. But in other cities, if he's excommunicated, it doesn't apply to his hometown. Menuda l'Nasi, menuda l'Chol Yisrael, if he is excommunicated for insulting the Nasi, the head of the, one of the two leadership positions of the Jewish people in the exile, then all of the Jewish people are under the ban. Menuda l'chol Yisrael. But if he is excommunicated because of all the people of Israel, ena menuda l'nasi. The nasi is still exempt. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rashbag omer, echad min atalmidim shenida. If one of the students puts a person under an excommunication, a nidui, umate, and then he dies, chelko eino mufar, his portion of the ban, that is, he's one of the three judges, cannot be undone. That's the part that seems to be important here, that it seems like the original rabbi who put the ban on is the one who has to undo it. So in this question of whether or not a different court can come and release the ban, here we're arguing that a different court cannot, because even when the original rabbi, if the original rabbi who put him under the ban dies, his portion cannot be undone. Shma mina tlat. We learn from here three teachings. Shma mina, talmid shenida lichvodo niduyav nidui. A student who puts someone under a ban for his own honor, his nidui counts. That is, a talmid chacham who is insulted by someone can place someone under a nidui for his own honor. That seems to be the case that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is mentioning. This obviously is a very strong power. You have the power to really hurt someone's livelihood and reputation and should be used very, very carefully. But there is such an ability among the Talmidei Chachamim to put someone under a ban for their own honor. Ushma mina, kol echad ve'echad mefer chalko, every person has to release them from his own portion of the ban. Each individual has to personally be part of the release. Ushma mina, hani beitlata deshamitu, these three, beitlata means these three judges, deshamitu, that put him under the ban, lo atu tlata achrine, you cannot have three others come, visharule, and permit them. So that seems to be our conclusion, that the original court has to be the one, the original court that put him under the ban is the one that has to release him from the ban. However, here's a dissenting view. Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Hilchata, the halacha is, Hani beit tlata deshamitu, these three, the court that originally put him under the ban, atu beit tlata achrine visharule, an additional court of three could come and release him. Now, I assume this that this is referring to a court that is at least equal in stature and number to the court that put him into that put the ban on. But if it's equal to or greater in stature and number, then they would be able to release them from the ban. Amrle Ravashi la meimar. Ravashi says hameimar v'hatanya Rav Shimon Gamliel omer echad min haTalmidim shenida umeid chalko eino mufar. But we learned in this piece before that even when one of the students who put him under the ban died, then the ban cannot be released because the original banners are the ones that have to be the releasers. So Amemar answers this objection. My lav eno mufar klal. Why are you assuming that it means that he cannot be released at all? That the ban can never be released? Lo, that's not what it means. What it means is adatu beitlata achrine visharule. It means his portion cannot be released until another court of three will come and release it. What he's saying is that if one of the original judges dies, the two judges who remain are unable to release him from the vow by two judges. But if you add a third judge or perhaps get three new judges, then they can release him. And that is Amemar's opinion. It is not clear what the final conclusion of the Gemara is, whether we paskin like Amemar or Abaye. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're moving on to a new topic, which is the length of these various kinds of excommunication. As we'll see, there are three different possible lengths. Generally speaking, either it's a 30-day length, that 30-day length could automatically recur, just like you have a payment that could be a one-time payment or an ongoing payment. As we've seen, under conditions of hardafa, of pursuing him or pushing him to do right, it's possible that he could have more than one 30-day period that automatically renews. But still, the basic unit of excommunication is 30 days. There's also a 7-day possibility, which we'll see in a moment. And then later, probably not in this recording, but in our next recording, we'll also talk about the possibility of a 1-day excommunication. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Ein nidui pachut milamid yom. There is no nidui less than 30 days. Ve'ein nizifa, and there is no nizifa pachot mishiv mizayin yamim, that is less than 7 days. Now, we spoke about nizifa a little earlier. It's not technically a form of excommunication. Meaning, within excommunication, we have two or three categories. The lower category is nidui. The higher category is cherem. And there are some differences between them. And the middle category, or either it's a middle category or it's a general term for both nidui and cherem, is shamta. So nidui, shamta, and cherem are all formal beit din forms of excommunication. Nizifa is something else. Nizifa is what happens when a Talmid Chacham gets angry at you. You insult them, but not at the level that the Beit Din has to come and put you into excommunication, but in a level where you have to do some kind of appeasement process with him. And as we'll see, it seems to me, and based on the Gemara, that Nizifa is something that was self-applied, that when you offended your teacher or your rabbi, you could put yourself into a period of Nizifa, a period of like sort of chagrin and appeasement to ameliorate his anger. Okay. V'afal pi she'ein raya ladavar, even though there is no proof to the matter, zecher ladavar, there's a hint to the matter. Shenemar, as it says, v'avia yarok yarak b'faneha, her father, this is referring to God, Yarok Yarak Befaneha has spit in her face. That's referring to Miriam, when Hashem gave Miriam Tzara'at for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe. Haloti Kalem Shivat Yamim. Shall she not be sidelined or imprisoned for 7 days? So Miriam had to leave the camp for 7 days while she was a Mitzora'at. And so we have a Zecher here that because Miriam had made Hashem angry and had to be out of his presence for 7 days, that Nezifa, that when you anger your teacher, you should also be away from them for 7 days. In the Koran, they point out that in the Gemara Yerushalmi, they learn this from a different, they learn not the 7 days, but they also learn that Nidui is 30 days from the Parsha of the Slav, when the Slav fell and the Jewish people had to eat them, were eating them, and then they died, that it says a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils. This is that's in Bamidbar chapter Yud Aleph. And the people, the punishment of the people for the desert, of the Slav in the desert, was that they had meat for 30 days. So that 30 days would be the proof for Nidui being for 30 days, that Hashem was angry with them for complaining about not having meat in the desert. And then the proof for 7 days is from Miriam. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Nidui shelanu. Now Rav Chista is speaking here about Babylonia. He says, our Nidui in Babylonia, kin nezifa shelahen, is like the nezifa of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they say in Eretz Yisrael, nezifa is 7 days and nidui is 30 days. But our nidui is like their nezifa. In other words, our nidui is only 7 days long. Unezifa didhu shiva, because their nezifa is seven. So in other words, in Bavel, they only kept the nidui for 7 days, not for 30 days. Vitulo, and that's all, not meaning only 7 days, not for 30 days. V'har Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbi ubar kapara, Havuyatu v'kagarsi. Here we're going to tell a story that seems to indicate the opposite. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbi and bar Kapara were sitting and learning. Havuyatve, they were sitting. V'kagarsi, and they were learning. Garsi means they were go-race, they were reading a text. Kashilahu shmaita, and they had a certain teaching that was difficult for them. They didn't understand it. Avarle Rabbi Shimon bar Kapara, davar zet tzarech Rebbi. Rabbi Shimon said to Bar Kapara, we need Rebbe. We need we need Rebbe to help us understand this. The only Rebbe can explain this. Amrli Kapara, Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara said back to his Chavrusa, the Rabbi Shimon, to Rabbi Shimon, Umar Rebbe Omar B'Davar Hazeh. What would Rebbe say to solve this? Meaning even Rebbe can't solve this. This is such a hard question, and this teaching makes no sense. Even Rebbe wouldn't be able to touch it up. So this was a little insulting to Rebbe, because he was kind of implying that Rebbe wasn't a great enough scholar to answer their question. Azal, so his Harusa went, Amar li lavua, mentioned to his father. In passing, Rashi says he didn't mean to tell on him or to say Lashon Hara. He just was mentioning, oh, we were learning today, and he said we came across a hard question. He said even Rebbe couldn't answer this. Ikpid, but he became very offended. Ata bar kapara li tchazule, sometime later, bar kapara went to visit Rebbe. Amarlei, and Rebbe said to him, Bar Kapara eni makircha me'olam. Some people take out the word me'olam. It says, Bar Kapara eni makircha. Bar Kapara, I don't even recognize you. Now, it's unclear how subtle this was, meaning he could have just been saying, oh, you look so different, you've changed, you lost some weight, you know, or something like that. But the idea here is that when he said eni makircha, he means, I don't even know who you are. You're such a person who insulted me so greatly and offended me. Like, I don't know. He's basically saying, you're not welcome here. I'm angry at you. That's what seems to be the context. So Bar Kapara, it sounds like he did it in a subtle enough way that Bar Kapara knew what he was talking about, but maybe not everyone else there did. But Yada, but Bar Kapara knew, Denakat Milta Badaite, that this matter had seized his mind. In other words, that he was actually offended by what he had said. So Nahag Nizifuta Benafshe Tlatin Yomen, and therefore he conducted himself in Nizifa for 30 days. Now, this is interesting because we have argued that Nezifa is only 7 days. And then we said in Bavel, their Nidui is only as long as Nezifa, which is 7 days. So then how long is the Nezifa going to be? And we'll see later in the next daf, we'll see that Nezifa is only going to be 1 day. Nobody argued that Nezifa was 30 days, but here we're now asking this question. Perhaps even Nezifa can be 30 days long. That's as far as we're going to go today. We're going to continue with a number of other stories about the length of Nidui and Nezifa in the next daf, but it starts a whole long chain of events. So we will wait until our next recording. Have a wonderful day.